Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
The great thing about Penny Lane is that it's full of variety. It has so many little charities around, as well as Dimbolum exhibition cakes. And we're here with probably the stars of the weekend, Mountbatten and Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Are you enjoying the cloudy festive weather?
Absolutely. All weather's good weather, isn't it, really? Like, as long as it's not raining and blowing a gale, we're happy. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, Mountbatten here once again. This is a huge event for yourselves, is it not?
Absolutely. It's one of our biggest of the year, other than the one sort of that we put on. Every year, the turnout for the community is just incredible. And we're so, so fortunate that so many people come and see us every year, year on year. So, yeah, we're really lucky.
And when I first came to the festival, it was a lot about the sunflowers on as badges. But you've got, I'm looking around, you've got sort of headgear as well and knitted things. Do you branch out every year?
So this is sort of our core stuff that we do every year. We're really lucky. We've got a wonderful team of ladies in our Knit and Natter group who come up every Thursday to Mountbatten, come rain or shine, and they create all of our amazing crocheted bits. The sunflower crocheted key rings and hair bands and all of the lovely blankets and ponchos and things. So, yeah, the sunflower is our main thing, but, yeah, we're trying to cater for everyone, really.
Do you have a goal for fundraising, or is it just every pound helps?
I mean, we always try and sort of set an ideal target that we'd like to reach. Like I said, the community is just incredible at supporting us everywhere we go, so we're just so fortunate. And every penny does stay on the island, and it supports local families, patients and their families all across the island. So, yeah, like I said, it's not so much about how much, but obviously the more we raise is just phenomenal.
Wonderful. And for people who come see you at a festival and can do more and take away information, for example, how can we find more out about Mountbatten outside of the festival?
Yeah, so we've got our website at mountbatten.org.uk, where you can find out loads of stuff, and also just come into the hospice. I know a lot of people think it's probably a bit of a scary building, but if you come in and actually see it, you're always able to have a tour. There's people to speak to, lots of leaflets and information, and the more that people are aware of what we do, the hopefully our idea is that the stigma of death and dying and bereavement is lessened. And yeah, we'd love to see everyone.
Wonderful, thank you. Are you going to have time to nip out and see bands? Anyone you're interested in seeing?
Just being here is great. We do sort of, lots of our volunteers do pop off and have breaks and things, but yeah, we just sort of all just.
Nice to be around.
That was a really bad bit, yeah.
Oh, don't worry, it's just good to be around. Well, thank you, Harry. Really appreciate chatting to us.
No, thank you so much for talking.
Vectis Radio, your local stories, your local music, and local shows. Now on DAB.